Yeah, it is all over here in McCool Park, and it's the host that just about hung on for a deserving 110-19 Senior Football Championship 1. Right at the very beginning, Stephen Boyle had kicked Ardrath ahead, but 4 points on the bounce courtesy of Padraig Patton, Gavin Galler, Martin Galler and Oisin Gallen soon had Paul Rouse's men 4-1 in front. Then, on 12 minutes, with McCool's Jamie Keegan bearing down on goals, young Matthew Sweeney upended the McCool attacker just as he was pulling the trigger, and Shane Toolan pointed to the spot. Up step county man Oisin Gallen to send Matthew McGlynn the wrong way, and McCool's opened a 6-point deficit in a scoreline of 1-4 to 1 point. But on 21 minutes, just after reconvening after the water break, John Ross Molloy got forward for Ardrath to net a goal of his own as they pulled themselves back to within 3 points. Oisin Gallen then being stood up on the far stand side by Paddy McGrath. Didn't look to be much danger on, but the hometown man, the star player, looked up and split the post for a truly fantastic score as McCool's jumped to 1-5. Declan Gavigan all the way from fallback and Stephen Boyle from a free on 29 minutes took Ardrath to 1-3, but another Gallen point on the 30 minute mark left it 1-6 to 1-3, and just shy off the half time whistle, young Johnny McHugh for Ardrath made it a 2-point game at 1-6 to 1-4 at the turnaround. Right after halftime, Luke Gaffigan, a son of course of former Ardrath and Donegal player Luke Gaffigan Senior and nephew of course of Martin Rambo Gaffigan, moved McCool's 1-7 to 1-4 clear, but a Gareth Conker free along with another Johnny McHugh over left it 1-6 to 1-7. Then heading into the final quarter after the second water break, McCool's through Aaron Kelly, Oisin Gallen and Chad McSorley jumped to 1-10. But in the dying moments, and especially in added time, Ardrath rallied and Stephen Boyle with a brace and Lorcan O'Donnell dragged them back to 1-9, just 1 point off the heels of the leaders. But in the end, with both sides fluffing chances, maybe to make sure of it or even to snatch a draw, it is probably a fair enough result that McCool's held on. Now, next week they go to Dunloe knowing that they have a real chance to make it 2-1s from 2 in this year's championship, while Ardrath, their hopes seem to be hanging from a thread as they have the small task of welcoming near rivals and current county champions Niamh Connell to Pearse Memorial Park.